For this Thursday, April 4th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. April Tucks Away Day is today from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. at the Mount Vernon Recycling Center. This is a chance to properly dispose of things like alkaline batteries. They ask that if you do dispose alkaline batteries, please tape the ends. Also, non-latex paint, old household chemicals, pool supplies, and pesticides are things that can be disposed today from 2 until 6 o'clock at the Mount Vernon Recycling Center, a part of the April Tucks Away Day. The annual Pops Mount Vernon Football Dinner and Auction is coming up this Saturday, April 6th at the Posey County 4-H Center. This is for anyone 21 years and older. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Food will be provided by Hog and Sauce. There will also be live and silent auctions. The cost of a single ticket is $30 and the cost of a couple's ticket is $50. Tickets must be purchased online in advance. You can visit the Pops Mount Vernon Football website or text 2024 MV Football Auction to the number 243-725 for a link to be sent to your phone. Authorities have identified the victims of a tragic, deadly incident in Posey County as a young married couple. Back on Saturday, March 30th, first responders were called to the scene of a wreck involving an off-road vehicle on Highway 69 at Copperline Road in Posey County. At the time of the crash, authorities said that a man had been pronounced dead at the scene. That man was 37-year-old Joseph Aldridge. Investigators say that Joseph's wife, 37-year-old Ashley Aldridge, was also gravely injured in the wreck. She was life-flighted to the hospital, where she was also pronounced dead. Authorities say the married couple lived in Mount Vernon. A GoFundMe fundraiser has been started in the wake of the couple's passing. Officials with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources are continuing to investigate the deadly incident. Checking on local high school sports from last night, North Posey baseball defeated Modern Day 10-5. The Vikings play again tonight at home against Tell City. First pitch at 5 o'clock. Mount Vernon baseball had their game canceled against Carmi last night. The Wildcats will be at home against Boonville this evening at 5:30. Also tonight, North Posey softball travels to Gibson Southern at 5 o'clock, and Mount Vernon softball welcomes Boonville at 5:30. The Wildcats softball team is ranked 10th in this week's Indiana Softball Coaches Association poll. Local college sports from last night, USI baseball suffered a 13-6 loss at home against Murray State. The Screaming Eagles slipped to 13-16 on the season. From Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals failed to complete the three-game sweep out west in San Diego against the Padres as the Redbirds lost 3-2. St. Louis goes 3-4 on their season-opening seven-game road trip and now returns home today for their home opener against the Miami Marlins at 3:15. The Chicago Cubs won a wild game at home against the Colorado Rockies 9-8 at Wrigley Field. The Cubs have now won four straight games to improve to 4-2 in the young season. Chicago has today off before playing host to the Los Angeles Dodgers on Friday. The Cincinnati Reds top the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1 in Philly. The Reds are now 4-2 and will also be off today before returning home tomorrow night to face the New York Mets. From the NBA on Wednesday night, the Indiana Pacers suffered a loss in Brooklyn to the Nets 115-111. Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 26 points. The Pacers are now 43-34 and are back home tomorrow night to meet up with the Oklahoma City Thunder. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, April 4th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.